Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Callaway. Batting second. The shortstop, Fred Hatfield. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Lenhart. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bud Sushok. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trux. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trux. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Faith Roneberry. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faith Roneberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roneberry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sushok settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell takes first base on ball four. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio takes first base on ball four. Kell moves to second. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. DiMaggio moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Lenhart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell takes first base on ball four. Wilbur moves to second. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thronberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Thronberry hits a pop-up towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Groth for the out. One out. Bob Swift batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. DiMaggio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Goodman reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Callaway is 0 for 1 in the game. Callaway strikes out. 1 out. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilbur fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hatfield moves to second. Don Lenhart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lenhart is 0 for 1 in the game. Lenhart takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hatfield scores. Lenhart moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bud Sushok is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sushok is 0 for 1 in the game. Sushok hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Sushok reaches second base with a double. Lenhart scores. Dropo goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilbur for a passed ball. Sushok moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lenhart. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parnell hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Faye Throneberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Throneberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Throneberry strikes out. 2 outs. George Kell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Wilbur moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DiMaggio is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. DiMaggio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trucks is 0-for-1 in the game. Trucks strikes out. 2 outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 0-for-2 in the game. Callaway hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dropo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Del Wilbur batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Wilbur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Evers moves to second. It's Tigers, 3, Red Sox, 3. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parnell hits a line drive towards short. Hatfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatfield is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hatfield strikes out. 1 out. Don Lenhart, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lenhart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Parnell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thronberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Thronberry takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thronberry moves to third. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of 2-0. DiMaggio is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks, DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hatfield scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Thronberry scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Stevens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Goodman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Callaway fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Sushok, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Sushok is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sushok hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Swift is 0-for-2 in the game. Swift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. 1 out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Wilbur is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Parnell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Parnell hits a fly ball towards right. Wirtz catches it and throws to Callaway, who relays to Dropo to double up Wilbur. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mullen strikes out. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Callaway is 0 for 3 in the game. Callaway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hatfield is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Faye Thronberry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thronberry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thronberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kell bunts towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Callaway covering, for the out. Thronberry moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. DiMaggio takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Goodman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thronberry scores. DiMaggio moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Evers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lenhart is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lenhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.